Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to the Annenberg Radio News Update on this October 19th. I'm Joshua Chang. With great gadget comes great responsibility. The Federal Aviation Administration announced this morning that owners have to register their drones. A team of more than two dozen people will have to create a guideline for the National Registry by November. Experts from both the federal government and the aviation industry will oversee the rules. The rules will also include which pre-existing owners will have to register again. The new rules will be finalized by next spring. Will the expansion of LA's public transit system squeeze out the people who need it the most? That's what affordable housing advocates are worried about. Reporter Coco Liu has more.
The Alliance for Community Transit Los Angeles is leading a discussion at Grant Park this afternoon to urge the city to ensure affordable housing near public transportation. 70% of commuters earn less than $25,000 a year, but they're running out of housing options. Only 2% of non-subsidized units built in Los Angeles last year were affordable. The campaign director, Laura Raymond, says it's important for city development to be equitable.
We want to make sure that the development that's going around transit is intentional instead of ad hoc.
The plans for transit-oriented development also includes community infrastructure initiatives.
We also want upward economic mobility for neighborhood residents through the transit-oriented development. So local job hire programs and things of that nature that really make sure that the community that lives right around transit station areas is able to benefit from the development in the area.
25 organizations representing communities around Los Angeles are attending the event, which goes until 5 p.m. today. Coco Liu, Annenberg Radio News.
United Teachers Los Angeles say classes in LAUSD schools are still too large. Producer Megan Coyle has more.
Teachers and students gathered at Hamilton High School to share their experiences with overcrowding. Lila Lebowski is a 10th grader at Hamilton High School, and she says her classes have had at least 30 to 40 kids.
There's just so many people that the teacher can't control the students and what they do, and so it's more of a free period than a academic period.
Karen Calderon, a junior at Hamilton, says she's had a harder time building relationships with teachers.
There weren't enough desks for every single student. And what my teacher did is he had seven chairs lined up along the wall. And if you didn't come to class, like, within the first 2 minutes, then you weren't guaranteed a desk. So if you had to sit on the wall, then you didn't have a desk. But then if you were the last two students to show up, then you had to stand the entire time.
UTLA already has a contract with the school district to ensure small class sizes, and they're fighting to make even further reductions next year. Megan Coyle, Annenberg Radio News.
A woman was named as the new National Executive Director of the International Cinematographers Guild today. Rebecca Ryan will be the first woman to hold a position in the male-dominated film industry. She will oversee a guild that represents almost 8,000 people working in film and television, including camera operators and directors of photography. In the last 5 years, women accounted for just 3% of the cinematographers among the 250 top-grossing films. USC film student Madhub Thompson say this is a step in the right direction.
As a woman coming into the film industry, I think there need to be more of us that aren't intimidated to enter this male-dominated industry because I believe we can do a good job. We can do a better job than even they've done. So it's encouraging to know that people are already paving the way for me.
Ryan's responsibilities will include negotiating the guild's local agreement with major producers and supervising a full-time staff of 50.
The rare yellow-bellied sea snake with a deadly bite washed ashore at a beach in Ventura County last Friday. Greg Pauly is the assistant curator of herpetology at the museum. He picked up the snake from state fish and wildlife officials. It was the first time he'd seen one out of a museum.
I was just excited to see such an incredibly beautiful, interesting animal.
Pauly started the preservation process over the weekend.
And in addition to preserving that specimen, before we preserve it, I actually go in and take a liver sample, and that liver sample is then stored in our genetic resources collection. And so anybody around the world who's interested in doing genetic studies on this particular species and wants a specimen from California can contact us.
The snake is usually found in warmer waters off of Mexico. Pauly says this is the furthest north one has ever been found. Scientists blame El Nino for pushing the species out of its normal habitat. Chris Porter, Annenberg Radio News.
That's it for this hour. For all of us at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Joshua Chang. Thank you.